Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to another day of getting stuff done on Procrastination Punisher. It's your girl Laura Bennett here, ready to unleash some serious fire in your day. Now, I gotta ask, ever feel like you're constantly fighting a losing battle against distractions? Like you're swimming through a sea of notifications, emails, and that sneaky little voice whispering, Netflix is calling. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Today, we're turning the tables. We're tackling those pesky interruptions head on and reclaiming our focus. Because let's be real, distractions are like vampires. They suck the life out of your productivity and leave you feeling drained and frustrated. You know that feeling when you sit down with a million things on your to-do list, but an hour later you've accomplished, well, nothing except mastering the art of scrolling through social media. We're going to break free from those chains. So get ready to level up your focus game, because today we're diving into 5 killer hacks to minimize distractions and maximize your productivity. First off, let's talk about creating a distraction-free zone. I mean, seriously, have you ever tried working with all that digital noise bombarding you? It's like trying to meditate in a hurricane. Turn off those pesky notifications, silence those chatty apps, and close unnecessary tabs. Think of it as building your own personal productivity sanctuary, a space where your brain can focus without being bombarded by every little ping and buzz. Next up, we're talking about time blocking. This is like creating a schedule for your day, but instead of just listing tasks, you allocate specific blocks of time to each activity. Imagine your day as a giant pie, slice it up and dedicate portions to writing that report, tackling those emails, or brainstorming that new project. Now, here's the thing about time blocking. Don't forget to factor in breaks. You wouldn't expect a marathon runner to go nonstop for hours, would you? The same goes for your brain. Schedule short breaks throughout the day to recharge and refocus. Get up and stretch, take a quick walk, or simply close your eyes and do some deep breathing exercises. Speaking of taking breaks, remember those sneaky little procrastination traps we all fall into. You know, like suddenly remembering you need to clean the bathroom or reorganize your sock drawer. Guilty as charged. Well, it's time to get real with yourself and identify those distractions. Once you know your triggers, you can create a plan to combat them. Maybe it's setting aside specific times for chores or finding alternative activities that satisfy the need for distraction. The key is to be intentional about how you spend your time and energy. Finally, let's talk about the power of saying no. It might sound simple, but learning to say no to requests and commitments that drain your time and energy can be a game changer. You are not obligated to please everyone all the time. Focus on what truly matters and prioritize your goals. Remember, your time is valuable, invest it wisely. All right, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. Sarah, a brilliant but easily distracted writer, is trying to finish her novel. She's got deadlines looming, her inbox is overflowing with emails, and social media is calling like a siren song. Every time she sits down to write, her phone buzzes, her notifications pop up, or that tempting little Netflix icon beckons. Sound familiar? Well, Sarah decides to put our hacks into practice. She shuts off all notifications, blocks distracting websites, dedicates specific blocks of time to writing, and learns to say no to non-essential commitments. What happens next? Then, she finds her focus, beats those deadlines, and finishes her novel. And guess what? You can do it too. So there you have it, 5 powerful hacks to minimize distractions and maximize your productivity. Remember, creating a distraction-free environment, time blocking, taking regular breaks, identifying your procrastination traps, and learning to say no are all essential tools in your arsenal. Don't just listen to this episode, put these tips into action. Start small, experiment with different strategies, and find what works best for you. Trust me, the results will be worth it. Now go out there, conquer those distractions, and make today amazing. And remember, I'm always here cheering you on. Don't forget to share your progress, your struggles, and your successes with us on social media. Let's build a community of focused, productive, and unstoppable individuals together. Until next time, keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.